Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and thank the Lord that we're able to be together again and share the good things of the Lord. I've been ministering a message entitled Open Doors into a Deeper Spiritual Life. And perhaps I've only piqued your curiosity. I believe there are other doors we can find in the Word of God, but there's an excitement in entering into a new realm of experience as we go over the threshold, open a door into a newness of life. All I know is God has so much more for us than you and I have experienced. You may have been blessed wonderfully of the Lord, walked in His favor, experienced His loving kindness, His faithfulness. But beloved, I believe we haven't seen anything yet. God, there's no limit to His resources, to His desire to bless, to provide. He loves His children. And I believe He's going to spend all of eternity showing off all the things He has designed for us in His love, and we will never be able to praise and thank Him enough for who He is, not just because of what He gives, but because He's so wonderful, because He's so full of truth and beauty and purity. Every good, every beautiful thing is not only a gift from Him, but is found. That's who He is. Don't you find His character altogether lovely? Is He not beautiful? Is there none beside Him, none to compare to Him? Oh, beloved, He opens doors to us for a deeper spiritual experience in Him. And I've been, with the Lord's help, we're going to conclude the doors that I have to share with you. There were seven. The first, of course, was a door of invitation. God has just done everything He can to entice us to a deeper experience and fuller enjoyment of all the things He's prepared for us. In 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, it says, "We've not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, given to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessing so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God." And so the first door, by way of very quick review, He opens is the door of invitation. And then there's the door of prayer, which is talking to the Lord. It's ability to come through the veil, which has been rent. And now we can come boldly before the throne of grace to find grace to help in time of need. There's the door of promise, the door of prayer, the door of faith, the door of communion. And with the Lord's help, we want to look at the final doors, the door of the two remaining doors, the doors of self-denial and the door of obedience. Now let's look at the door of self-denial. Now that might sound like, you know, Sister Glass, I don't know if I want to go through that door. Oh, but there's great blessings, if you will, and it's never as hard as we think it is. You know, there's so many times we think, oh, we just dread. And of course, I think the devil really amplifies the things that we don't look forward to. But there's a joy in self-denial. There's a spiritual blessing because, you know, as we allow our spirit man to control our life, the things that our decisions, he who rules his own spirit is greater and mightier than him that takes the city. That's what Proverbs talks about. Don't you want to be mighty in the Lord? And if you will have rule over your own spirit, you will. So that door of self-denial does beckon us. Jesus, here's self-denial found in Luke 18, 29 through 30. There is no man that had left house or parents or, and he goes on, you know, children for the Lord's sake who shall not receive manifold more in this present time. In fact, maybe I ought to take the time and just read that. I don't like to paraphrase what the Lord says. That's Luke, the 18th chapter, 29 and 30. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come life everlasting. Praise God. So self-denial for the kingdom of God leads into the sphere of many things: increased possessions, both spiritually and temporally, both in time, in this life, as well as in eternity. Love of the world and selfish pleasure and comfort and ease are a source of hindrance to many of God's children. And if we allow those things to prevent us to move on in God, we will not enjoy that deeper spiritual life, the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. 1 Timothy 4 and 8 says, For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. The Amplified Translation says, For physical training is of some value, useful for a little, but godliness or spiritual training is useful and of value in everything and in every way, for it holds promises for the present life and also for the life which is to come. And so, beloved, we shouldn't be afraid to prove the profitableness of godliness. Amen? And that self-denial, there's nothing we can give up for the Lord or do for the Lord. You know, this is a principle, and there are some that maybe don't even want to preach about it or hear about it. But for example, a lot of the new translations, when Jesus talks about fasting and prayer, you know, the disciples couldn't cast out a demon out of this child, and he said, this kind come out only by fasting and prayer. Some of the newer versions take away the fasting, and I believe that's a total disservice to what the Holy Spirit is saying. There is a place, because in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talks about the three, you know, hallmarks of Christian life, which is prayer and almsgiving and fasting. When he speaks of, when he was asked, why don't your disciples fast? He said, well, they don't, you know, well, the bridegroom's here. Well, how can they fast? But when the bridegroom is taken away, then will they fast. So, beloved, fasting is a principle of just one way of denying ourselves, regardless, however the Lord leads you, whether it's a total water fast or just a food. It could just be juices or a Daniel fast of vegetables, whatever it would be. You're obeying the Lord by denying self. And I don't understand the principles all involved in it, but all I know, there's spiritual power that comes when you're willing to deny yourself for the kingdom of God. Praise God. And so, actually following that, there's another door right next to it. It's the door of obedience. Now, sometimes we don't want to go through these doors, but if we do, there's great joy and blessing. Look at Father Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out up to a place which he should, after receive for inheritance, obeyed. And then Isaiah 1 and 19 says, If ye are willing, and if you're obedient, if you're willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. And so, beloved, if we're willing to go through that door of obedience, well, that obedient soul always will have a good appetite and plenty to eat. We'll eat of the good of the land. In his word, he also says, Good success have all they that do his commandments. So, beloved, I've shared this with you, this message this week, open doors into a deeper spiritual experience. So there's a whole land of promise before you. Praise God. It's kind of like, remember the Chronicles of Narnia? The children went through that door and they went into this wonderful world of Narnia where Jesus was really the lion of the tribe of Judah who ruled. I mean, it was a children's story, but there was much excitement, much adventure. That's what we have for us. There's a whole land of promise before you, a land of infinite vistas and broad horizons. Beloved, enter in and possess it. In closing, I would like to share, as I began this, if I can find it again, I continually set it aside. It's the book of Revelation, and here we see Jesus speaking to the Philippian church, and he was pleased with that church, and he said that he had the key of David and that he was opening to them a door that no man could shut. This is verse 7. To the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Beloved, that's the Lord speaking to us right now. That's a prophetic word. He's opening a door. Beloved, there's a door opening to you, and he wants you to go through that door. Because the Philadelphian church was obedient, God was opening a door of opportunity to them. And so what was that door, you might ask? Well, I believe it was greater spiritual depth and insight, a door of blessing, a door that opens to an avenue of greater holiness and communion with God. Beloved, I just encourage and exhort you to obey God and to do all you know to do with your present light or understanding that you have right now, and God will give the increase. In obeying the truth, we actually purify our souls. Hear what 1 Peter 1 and 22 says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Then, if we do that, we'll be fitted to drink of the pure rivers of life and be abundantly satisfied. Jesus said in John 10:10, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this time we've shared this week. And Lord, I ask that you could go beyond the very words I've spoken. And by the Spirit of God, I do ask and beseech you to open doors in the Spirit to those who are listening, those who are hungering, those who are tired and bored with what they've known in the past, and they want more dramatic experiences with you. Lord, that door is open in the Spirit. And Father, Lord, I just pray you will extend your hand to them and lead them through that door so they will walk in your pleasure and into the good things that you have for them in the days and months ahead. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to share with you, and I'm going to close the door just for a minute, but as we go into succeeding broadcasts, I believe the Lord will allow that door of fellowship to be opened, and we'll be invited in to share the good things of our God. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,